It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Well, a good evening. As we've got basketball action, it'll be boys' game tonight. It will be the final game of the Wind City Holiday Classic. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. We are at the GRC Arena where we just saw Somerset defeat Lafayette for the consolation bracket of this four-team, two-day event. It'll be GRC, the Cardinal boys team, taking on Rowan County tonight. Rowan County defeated Somerset last night, 68-54. And as a result, they are here to play GRC. GRC handled Lafayette last night, so this will be a matchup between these two teams. Looking at how Coach Cook has fared as being the GRC coach against Rowan County, he's 1-1 against this Viking team. The Vikings come in here with a record of 6-3. Last season, they were 13-16. They went 9-9 in their region. The Vikings, they had an unpleasant conclusion to their season. They dropped the final five games, but this may have given them resolve, Bobby, because this is a pretty good team.
They did a nice job last night of taking care of a good Somerset Briar Jumper team and get up and down the court quite a bit, averaging 68 points a game. So the resolve must have been there from the get-go after last year's ending.
And their coach, Sean Thacker, he has been there at Rowan County. I've got, historically, he's been there. This is his 16th season as a coach at Rowan County for their head coach. In the time that he's been the Rowan County Viking head coach, his record is 4-5 against GRC. So these teams are not strangers, but they play in different regions and don't play all that frequently, but it's been pretty even when they have played. As far as being the 16th season as the coach, Coach Thacker, he has won 10 district championships, 2 district runner-ups. He has been two-time back-to-back 16th region champions. He's also had a couple of runners-up within the region. He also came a double overtime away. I do recall this, Bobby. They won the region in 2011-2012. But before that, in 2010 and 2011 season, they lost the state championship game to Christian County. It was a 65-63 game in double overtime.
Well, that's a heart.
That would be a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Either way, for the winner, you're ecstatic, and if you don't win, my goodness, what a dagger.
Yeah, and they did come back and win the region then the following year. So I give you all that because Bobby last night commented and said now that Rowan County. Now, he's a good coach, so he's got the pedigree to prove it.
Well, the 16 years in and of itself says a lot.
Yeah, that is a good long tenure for a high school coach, as he's had quite a few seasons on the bench for the Vikings. GRC's got a good coach as well, Josh Cook. His Cardinals come in here. They are 8-0 on the season, and it's going to be a little different game tonight, as we have learned coming into this ball game that the frontline player and actually just a phenomenal freshman, Montez Gay, 6'5", averaging 13, almost 14 points per game, leading the team in rebounding, 7.5 boards per game, will not be available as he had an injury yesterday evening, and we understand there have been some diagnostics, but those diagnostics will be read and then a course of treatment. So the old phrase, not really that old a phrase. It's a new one, kind of next man up, right, Bob?
Well, and they've got three or four of them who are all going to have to be bumped up a slot in the order, and they're going to have to produce because Rowan County is a very, very most capable opponent tonight.
Yes, and so we'll look to see. Coach Cook, I guess it was ironic last night whenever he was playing Lafayette. He had a big enough lead where he could play with some lineups, Bobby. We saw Rayshon Hampton run the point. He went all big. We saw him then go with four guards and one post. So, you know, I guess it's good that he had that experience.
Well, it certainly cannot hurt. Yep. And when you have the mindset that he tries to impart to his team, to be ready in next man up mode, then sometimes that experience is the best way to make that come to fruition.
This is a really good Cardinal team, as that 8-0 record would indicate. We are right now 9 minutes away from tip-off. We've got GRC, the Cardinals, taking on the Rowan County Vikings in the championship of the Wind City Holiday Classic. Two-minute break coming up right now. We will be back with more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
I want to do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound in exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way. The country time way.
Buy your next ride. Buy your next ride.
Both teams have headed off to their respective locker rooms as they are taking final instructions, getting ready for this basketball game. It'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team taking on the Rowan County Vikings. Vikings come in with a record of 6-3. They started off the season, won two in a row. Both of those home games, both of them pretty close. Lost a game up at Mason, Ohio, up there around Kings Island. Had back-to-back wins then in an Eastern Kentucky tournament. So they've mixed in some wins and had a defeat here or there. GRC coming in at 8-0, and the Cardinals looking to complete this sweep of this Wind City Holiday Classic. And this is I've been here 5 years. This is about 2 or 3 years we've done this. As far as first year, we've had this four-man format. It used to be the Tim Short Automotive, and you would have a couple of teams or either one day of it, but expanded a little bit.
Well, he got three other schools to come in and agree to play in two consecutive nights and doing it before Christmas. Last year, he was obviously up at the King of the Bluegrass, and then after Christmas, went down to South Carolina to play, so it's nice for a change to be able to keep his team and his family's at home this year because next week they'll be in Madison County for three games.
Yeah, so. And that field is loaded too.
Sure.
That
sure.
field is loaded. And make no mistake, I think we had the squad that could compete at the King of the Bluegrass again this year.
I think,
you know, maybe
sure.
maybe you just want a little different venue.
Well, maybe a little different venue. And then, you needed to get the invitation to have it to accept or reject. But B, he had a nice addition or so late to his team, which made his team just a little bit stronger going into it. But he didn't know that when he made up the schedule before everything basically started. So
we're going to have a little more civilized pace as far as the travel goes this year, but still a very power-packed tournament that's going on over in Richmond. That'll be in the last of December. We'll be over there, Bobby and I will, as Gateway Radio works, committed to the community and to the school system in carrying the sports broadcast. Well, the GRC team comes out on the hardwood. Bobby and I were talking about the King of the Bluegrass. Some of the scores from that King of the Bluegrass yesterday, it was Bowling Green over Harlan County. You're right, Bobby. That was the Black Bears' first loss of the year. So Bowling Green takes them out 73-62. And King of the Bluegrass, also a couple of Class A schools. Newport over Washington County, 64-55. Washington County, they're two big guys that combined for 36 points and 21 rebounds, but couldn't pull them out.
Not enough.
Trinity handled Butler County pretty easily, 88-61, and that was the King of the Bluegrass score. Some of the other scores, Christian Academy of Louisville beat Mason County down at South Laurel in London, Kentucky, 65-61, and Montgomery County, here's a pretty big win for the Indians. They beat Pulaski County. Pulaski County, one of the top three teams in the 12th region, supposedly they are ranked there, and Montgomery County got a 77-71 win in overtime at the Gateway Holiday Classic right there at Montgomery County.
Well, you know, the Montgomery County team, you could say that they've been a little up and a little down this year, and you're really not sure what you're going to get from them. But if last night's game is any indication, they are going to be on the rise heading into January, which means that our district could be pretty interesting this year.
Having them strong makes the whole district stronger.
Absolutely.
And they've got three starters that are back that are underclassmen, some of them, and they've got varsity experience. So the beat goes on for high school basketball as Rowan County yet to emerge from the locker room. GRC again, they are 8-0, Rowan County at 6-3. Looking at how the Cardinals are going so far this year, we've got on the season Malachi Ashford leading the team in scoring. Also, Breland Morrison at 15 points per game, right at 15 per game average. Rashawn Hampton, 16 points per game average. And J.P. Gaines, 6 points. Coach Cook's played 8 or 9 guys most of the time, even in the first half. And a 52% shooting percentage overall on the floor and right at 40% three-point range. He's got a really balanced club.
Well, he does. And one advantage that would have been apparent here before the Montez Gay situation, which is going to have him out of the lineup tonight, is that on paper, the Cards were averaging a little over 30 rebounds a game and the Vikings, but 24. And yet with your leading rebounder out tonight, that may not necessarily be the case going forward in this one.
Yeah, and the thing about it is with the Vikings, you bring up a good point. Their leading rebounder at 4.5 boards per game, he's a backcourt player.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sometimes it means your bigs are blocking out and the guard can sneak in there and get a ball. But I think GRC's quickness is going to play to their advantage.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to tonight because they're not going to be able to pick that thing off the top of the backboard and get runouts. Montez is a big loss, but through it all, the other players are going to get stronger regardless of the result. And yet it ought to be a nice test for both teams tonight.
Somerset just defeated Lafayette by 8 points to get out of here with third place out of the 4-team event. We've got the championship game coming your way. It's going to be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on the Rowan County Vikings. We will step aside for our final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more coming up.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
High school basketball coming your way. Let's go to the public address.
Head coach Sean Thacker brings the Vikings in with a record of 6 wins and 3 losses. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number 3, Deshaun Watson. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 5, Weston Maxey. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 11, Jason Ingles. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number 13, Braden Myris. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 23, Kobe Wilburn. And now for the home team, George Rogers Clark Cardinals, head coach Josh Cook, entering tonight's contest with a record of 8 wins and 0 losses. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. And at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 20, Maddox Kimball. Good luck to both teams. And also a reminder, at the conclusion of the contest, we will be selecting a Wind City Holiday Classic Player of the Game, as well as presenting the championship trophy.
There you have the starters, GRC taking on Rowan County here in the championship game of this Wind City Holiday Classic. Cardinals in the home white. Rowan County, they are wearing green, trimmed in gold. GRC will be tipping off with Breland Morrison. He'll jump it up. 6'3 post player, got good springs in his legs. He'll jump up against Maxey here in the tip controlled by the Cards, who start Maddox Campbell this evening in place of the injured Montez Gay. Man-to-man, and there Ashford all the way to the rim. Banks it up, a shot, missed it. Battle for the rebound. It'll stay with GRC. So last night, Ashford with only 5 points, Bobby. He was going to try to get two early.
Well, he got to the rim and had to alter his shot. It almost went, but they're going to need a game from him this evening for sure.
Ashford floats it in. Gaines has it deep in the left corner. He goes baseline. Nice move on Engel. Put it up and in.
They always act like they're going to kick that ball out to the top. He gives them that ball, and head fake and takes the baseline for the deuce.
Nice rolling move by Gaines to the baseline. Rowan County looking at GRC with a man-to-man defense on the Vikings. Deshaun Watson has it right wing. Hampton draws that assignment. They reverse it over to Ingles. Got a switch off there. You got 6'2" Maddox Campbell out there on the 5'8" guard. And Ingles just dribbling the ball, looking for some help. They're trying to get the mismatch recorrected, but they can't. GRC stand man-to-man, as there's a lot of moving without the ball by Rowan County. They're being very deliberate. Deshaun Watson out near midcourt. Now they take it to the right side. Myris with it. They roll two to the basket. They want to try to get the ball in there to Wilburn. Couldn't find him. They screen down. Wilburn's got it now. Drives in. Throw it over. And again, Rowan County, a lot of time off the clock. Cards defense, tough. Here's Watson with a three that's good.
Foul line extended. Got the pass from the top to the wing. Stroked it in for the first lead for the Vikings.
Rowan County showing a lot of discipline there. The Cards have it in the front court. Ashford goes to Gaines. Gaines going to try that rolling move this time to his right, and it rolled off the rim. And fight for the loose ball. It may be a foul on J.P. Gaines, a guy that draws his share of fouls with aggressive play. It'll be possession to Rowan County.
Yeah, they don't need him in foul trouble this evening.
Full court press by the Cards. Vikings put it on the floor rather than try to break it with the pass. Now they cross the timeline. Watson fires it over, driving in. Shot put up, contact drawn. Missed there at the rim by Wilburn and put up and in.
Yeah, right there for the putback as the shot caromed off the back of the iron, but he got it home. Up three here, 5-2 early.
Wilburn's their leading scorer on the season, averaging about 20 a game.
Right.
Ashford kicks it over to Rashawn Hampton, passed up a three. They step out on him. Ashford takes it back between the leg dribble, pulls Ingles out there with him on the defense. Switch off now, Myris has him. Looking, backdoor cut, Campbell's open, and Ashford saw him, but he was blindsided on a foul by Deshaun Watson.
They called traveling.
Oh, they did?
Called traveling on Malachi.
Wow.
Yes, sure did.
Wow, hard to accept that one. It'll be the first turnover against the Cards. Ashford still with a perplexed look on his face as Watson pushes it into front court. Rashawn Hampton on him. Myris drops it baseline. Wilburn at the right elbow, kicks it out straight away. Cards stay man-to-man. Wilburn has it. Maddox Campbell with that tough assignment. Keeping him in front of him as they work it around the perimeter, flashing across the lane. They look in there, and they can't get it to Wilburn. Now he's got it left wing. Goes one-on-one, got a step, off to Watson. He's on the right blocks, kick it out. Three-point shot up and good. Little inside, kick it out. If you give it to me, I'll give it back.
Well, he got this pass from the foul line and nailed it.
Trying to answer with a three of his own is Malachi Ashford, and that one's short, and here come the Vikings. With a little bit of encouragement after taking right now an 8-2 lead. We played a little over 3 minutes as Watson raises with a three and hits that one.
11 in a row for the Vikings here early.
Rowan County stroking it well from the floor right now. Coach Cook calls timeout. We got 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Back after this brief message.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Cardinals will have the basketball. They trail Rowan County 11-2. We got 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Rowan County playing man-to-man. Rashawn Hampton off a down screen has it between the circle. Still dribbling, leaves it on a bounce pass to Malachi Ashford. They clear it out in the middle. Here comes Maddox Campbell. He flashes high post in the middle, but the Cards turn it over. Two on two. Ball fake. Myris blocked from behind. And they say Rashawn Hampton, in process of blocking the shot, stepped on the baseline. Maddox Campbell out, and we've got Hampton Taylor checking in for the Cards. Deshaun Watson to throw it inbounds. wide open Pritchard. He got a nice pick, but he missed the three, rebounded by Watson, and another opportunity. He elevates, can't score at the rim, fight for the rebound. Rashawn Hampton has it, dribbles through traffic, manages to come out of there with it despite the numbers being against him. Crossover dribble, feeling it, three ball, not there. Weak side rebound taken by Rowan County. In transition, they're going to push it all the way down coast to coast. Bank shot won't go. Rashawn Hampton with his second rebound comes down the middle of the floor. Angles off to the right, hands it off to Ashford. Cards with the ball. They're down 11-2. They scored the first bucket, and it's been 11 straight by Rowan County. Vikings stay with a man-to-man. Gaines drops it off left wing. First touch of the ball by Breland Morrison, and he turned it over. Tried to dribble between his legs in a run and jump, and Cards with three turnovers, and they haven't forced one yet.
And it's been almost 4.5 minutes since they got that first bucket.
Substitution in for the Vikings. Gavin Myris in. He and Braden Myris running the backcourt for Round County. J.P. Gaines coming up, putting pressure on what looks to be a very young, but he lists him as a junior. Gavin Myris throws it over to Ingles out on top with the ball now, and this is the guy they want, Colby Wilburn. Wilburn looks over to the sideline, and Coach Thacker says, we'll call a timeout. And actually, Coach Thacker said, I didn't want a timeout. I was telling you to... No, he says now he didn't want a timeout. Now the officials are going to charge him for a 30. So this is we're going to have a battle of officials now on who's going to rule. Whoever's the lead official, I guess, will establish the pecking order here. The one official said, no, the coach doesn't want it, no timeout. The guy that said, I already gave him a timeout.
They got the timeout.
So they're going to
30.
He's going to agree with him, said it'll be a 30-second timeout. Bobby, do you think you can tell us something in 30 seconds?
Well, if anybody knows anything about Montgomery Tractor, I can say it.
Stick around.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value, Bonanza Savings, and Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends soon, December 31st.
Well, we got a guest commentator with us here, and Jerome Morton.
Yeah, what up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, I tell you what, he's an eagle now. He's flying a little bigger bird now. Now that he's not a cardinal. Rowan County's the home county. Are you conflicted, or is GRC still your team?
Oh, GRC will forever be the team. You know what I'm saying?
Will forever be your team, huh?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
And yes, sir.
How's college treating you, Jerome?
It's going pretty good. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I heard you had a good game. 5 points and a dunk?
Yep.
Today?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah. My first ever college dunk. It felt good. So,
Jerome Morton's who you're listening to as GRC's having trouble scoring here, and the Cards turn it over. Jerome, got to ask you this, and we'll let you go. What's the biggest transition going from high school being a two-time state tournament, all-tournament player to playing D1 college ball?
I'd say the physicality and the speed of how fast the game is and how fast you got to learn things on the fly. Because high school, it's a lot easier because you got Coach Cook. He's slowing down, but in college, they don't slow down for you. So you got to learn on the fly, but I'm enjoying it.
Did you feel prepared when you went there?
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. I was already expecting it, so that's the good thing about it. So it's all good.
Well, you're making us proud. You do well.
Yes, sir.
Have a great Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, Jerome Morton is our star in-game guest. Good to hear from you, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And while you all were having that intimate conversation, the Vikings continued their surge. They've now scored 16 in a row in the last 6 minutes and lead 16-2 with the ball.
And right now the Vikings hitting 4 of 5 from three-point range. Ingles has it out beyond that arc. And you can see Rowan County, they're feeling pretty good. I mean, why not? They're up 16-2 against a team that's been to the state tournament 4 years in a row. Perimeter passing by Rowan County. Now a run and jump by the Cards, and Watson has it taken away. Rashawn Hampton at the rim, got it in, and he's fouled in the process. Trailing the play was Gavin Myris, and he grabbed and fouled Rashawn Hampton after Hampton took it away from him.
He got him. They put out a trap at midcourt. We were able to get the deflection. He took it strong, got hammered as he took it up, and from the 744 mark to the 133 mark was how long that drought was in play.
Rashawn Hampton at the free throw line cannot connect. He is normally a 78% free throw shooter. Breland Morrison, though, takes away a loose ball. His jump hook in the paint, awkward position, and Eli Craig with a rebound. Craig bounce pass to Gaines, right side of the lane, pivoting, up and under move. Got it. The up and under move by JP. Show it right, turn it left.
And that's a four-point trip in effect for the Cards because they got the rebound on the missed free throw.
Second chance scoring for GRC. Coach Cook, nobody working harder than him on that sidelines, wanting Craig and Gaines to run and jump. And we're going to have
trap.
That official right on it. And now Rallin County with back-to-back turnovers. And Coach Cook very emphatic, pushing his guys and telling them, hey, you're going to have to tighten up defensively. This scoring, you're not used to it. Ashford hurries into front court. Gets a high ball screen from Gaines, pulls it out. Right side Hampton, back to Ashford. Craig drops it on the baseline. Breland Morrison. Morrison, high post, JP Gaines, 15-footer, good. Gaines has six here in the first quarter.
That's six in a row for the Cards to cut the lead to eight.
Got Rowan County bringing it up. A length of the court pass or a three-quarters pass gets it into the front court. Clock rolling inside of 30. Now make it 25 seconds. Myris, skip pass, dangerous, but pulled down by Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson back over to Myris. They're looking, try to get the ball over there to Colby Wilburn. Can't find him. Wilburn calling for it, but J.P. Gaines locking him down. And right now you got Myris trying to get space behind the back dribble, and the Cards all over him. They're going to tie him up for a jump ball. Coach Stacker with his hands in his pockets kind of like, what's happening now? What is happening now? My guys are getting trapped. Cards turn up that defense, and Eli Craig, he's got a grin on his face. He's been a physical magnet here lately.
Absolutely. Look at here. Tybee Flannery coming in for the final 3/10.
So this Flannery trying to unbutton these Hoosier warm-ups.
Jim, you think he was expecting to go in?
Now they get it. Flannery comes in. They're going to put the biggest guy to guard the inbound ball. And Flannery trying to get his wardrobe established. Now he's in there. They throw the lob, and it's tipped but not good at the rim. So Flannery makes a guest appearance as Jerome Morton did for us. Your score at the end of the first quarter. It's Rowan County, the Vikings 16, George Rogers Clark Cardinals 8. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Well, the Cardinals have the ball to begin the second quarter of play. GRC with the ball. They've got Craig, Gaines, Ashford, Hampton, and the guy with the ball now, Breland Morrison. Jump stop in the paint, and his jump stop, he dragged his foot, and Breland's having a tough go of it.
Well, trying to split the defenders, he got pinched, and couldn't quite get his balance when he came down. Good idea, but just really wasn't there.
So here comes Rowan County with the ball and a 16-8 lead. Watson at the left elbow throws it out. They've got now Braden Myris. Myris looking. Thought he had the backdoor help. Nothing there. Now they go back to him. Running the baseline. It's Ingles. He can't get it. Watson has it. Back over to Myris. Crossover move. Got in the lane with a runner, and he put it in.
Boy, that was a big turnaround there. Cards had an empty trip, and the other team comes down and scores, getting that lead back up to 10.
Here's Ashford attacking. Got double team, top of the key. No look pass to Gaines. J.P. called it in traffic. And they're going to call a foul on Deshaun Watson, who has a look of astonishment on his face.
Foul is on White.
And it'll be on White, his first. Team first of this second quarter. Ashford looking to get the ball in. Floats it out. Craig has it. One dribble between the circle, and the Cards run the weave. Ashford has it, man-to-man by Rowan County. Breland Morrison, right wing, ball fake, hands it off. Craig thought about a shot. He posts, sends it in to Morrison in the post, who tried to get separation.
Offense.
And Braylon's, he's had a tough going. Touched it three times and turned it over three. He gets an offensive foul. That's six turnovers by the Cards as a team.
Coach wants him to be aggressive, but in his effort to be aggressive, he's been a little too aggressive because they do need some inside presence. Just hasn't worked thus far.
Rowan County with the ball. Ingles being hawked by Ashford. Clock's on him. Now he gets rid of it. Coach Cook right in front of him, the action is, and Coach Cook's wanting GRC to trap when they can. Crossover, Myris, turnaround, 10-footer, fadeaway, got it. He's made two back-to-back acrobatic shots, a floater and a fadeaway.
When you've got four seniors in your starting lineup, you know what you want to do, and they are executing to perfection this game.
Here's Ashford out on top, gets a high pick. They run a pick and roll, and the pass is picked off by Rowan County. But then it's turned over on the floor. Lead pass to Ashford. Layup, got it at the rim.
20-10. That basket at the six-minute mark of the second quarter cuts the lead to 10.
Here comes a run and jump. Myris senses it. Floats it over to Washington. Throw it into front court. Ingles with a runner. Got it in at the rim. He drew contact. Good concentration. Smallest guy on the court. Floated it up and in.
Floated it up and got the roll.
Here's Ashford working on Ingles. Good matchup there. He pulls up. His little runner can't go. Rebound cleared by Rowan County. Here come the Vikings in the front court looking for a pass. They've got it out on top with it. Webster, he has it. Thought about a shot. Drop it on the baseline. Back over and a long three on the way that's missed. Crashing the rebounds, and the Cards had four white shirts under the goal. And only one Rowan County player.
Slade White got the foul.
And one player that was in there for Rowan County got the foul. His first, team second. And Cards will get the basketball. Substitutions in there for Rowan County. Here come the Cards in the front court with it out on top. Driving off is Ashford over to the wing. Breland Morrison missed that three. Ball hit the floor on the rebound. Good block out by all clubs. Coming away with it's Myris. Craig will greet him at the top of the key. Craig giving him a little space. They throw it on the right wing. Trying to make his move is Slade White. Slade White has it. Drop it baseline. Takes it right back. Ashford in his face. Can't get rid of it. Now with it. Trying to make his move is Wilburn. Wraparound pass. Maxey gets rid of it. Left side of the floor. They work it. New player in the game, his first touch of the ball. Gets rid of it, back over to Wilburn. Wilburn, a lot of patience by Rowan County. They try to attack a drive in when the Cards shut it down. With weak side help, they pull it back out. High ball pass, now it's on the right wing. Wilburn takes it into the paint. His left-hand runner altered there by Morrison, and here comes Rayshon Hampton. In a hurry, kick it over. Craig, spot up three, got it from the left corner.
A sorely needed three for the Cards, cutting the lead to 9 here at the four-minute mark.
What that does for his confidence, so much. Make that first shot. Wilburn, right wing, Ashford on him on a switch off. Now Morrison comes out. He was on Wilburn. He'll take Myris. Myris is a guy that he doesn't like to be guarded tightly, and Morrison's just a guy to get in his grill. Crossover dribble. Ashford took it away from Maxey. Ashford spinning. Bounce pass. Got it in traffic. Oh, Morrison missed at the rim. Short-armed it after magically Malachi Ashford put some spin on it and threaded the needle.
Braylon having a hard time, but nobody out there on the court trying any
harder. He's trying
hard, man. Oh, he is. It
just, his effort's there.
Yeah, it's just not going down. He's going to get one to fall here and might be the difference maker in the end. But right now it's tough.
He might tear the rim down when he gets the breakaway to vent his frustrations. 22-13, Rowan County with the ball and the lead. They race it into front court. Three-point shot put up, and Rashawn Hampton blocked it, but then fouled the player in the process. First on Rashawn, second on the team in the second quarter. Don't know who 52 is. We'll just give it to him. Parker. Oh, okay, we got 32. We'll make him 52. 2 more free throws after that one was missed. Makes the second one. 1 more coming for Christian Parker. The Cards have Craig, Gaines, Ashford, Morrison, and Hampton on the floor. And that third free throw is missed, and GRC gets a team rebound. Coming in for Rowan County as well as Jace Winkleman. Winkleman wearing some headgear. He's out there on Ashford. Malachi puts it on the floor. Got by him. Winkleman on his hip. Ashford straight away. Man-to-man by Rowan County. Malachi goes with the right wing. Drop it baseline. Rashawn Hampton splits the defense. Dump down pass as he drove into the lane, and the Cards turn it over. Boy, 7 turnovers by George Rogers Clark, only 3 by Rowan County.
And the Cards playing unselfishly, just not being able to finish what they start.
Maybe overpassed in the paint right there. And here's a steal by Gaines. 2-on-1. Gaines, run out, layup, got it. He's got 8 in the ball game.
23-15, Cards down. 2:50 left.
Parker hits a 3. He must be the secret weapon. They brought him in and a crowd favorite as he hit a 3. Here's Ashford off a high ball screen. Pick and roll, couldn't find Gaines. Cards with the ball, down 11. 2.5 to play in the first half. Ashford, jump stop in the lane. Blocked from behind, but it goes right to Morrison, who put it in.
Well, that helps. That cuts the lead back to 9 and gets him a bucket.
2:18 in the clock rolling. Deshaun Watson says, let's slow it down. He walks it up. He's greeted, and there's Gaines with his second steal. Lead pass over to Hampton. Rashawn spot up.
Boom.
3. Got it in transition.
And all of a sudden, from a 16-point deficit, they have trimmed it to 6 here with 2 left in the first half.
Cards with 9 of their 20 points in transition. Here's a pass. Gaines gambled, came up dry. Driving in, and a charge. That'll be a charge. Put that one on Wilburn, his first, team third, and now the 6th turnover. And Breland Morrison, that helped out, Bobby.
Oh,
Breland taking that charge, that's got to give him some credit, too. He's going to get a breather now as he comes to the sideline. Coach Cook going with another guard now, going with a ball handling lineup, brings in Abram Howard. Bear with me and my rough voice on here, I'm telling you. Been fighting this for a week. Cards have it in the front court. Ashford, quick move. Ingles right on him. But Malachi used his body. Hang time and a left-hand finish.
He may only be 5'8 or 9, but he sure played a lot taller on that drive to the basket.
And you got a guy that can really get up there. He's got hang time. Here's a drop-down pass that's picked off by Hampton. Rashawn Hampton with a steal. Now turnovers even at 7 each. And the Cards to within 4. Ashford, blow by move. Got in the paint. They blocked his shot. Not to be deterred. It'll stay with GRC.
Cards in attack mode now. And surprisingly, have cut this lead to only 4 points.
Coach Cook, known for some pretty tricky and nifty out-of-bounds plays under the goal, gets it to Gaines. He fakes the handoff, goes baseline. Ball fake, tried to get separation, and he draws a foul. So J.P. Gaines with 8 points and 2 steals in this first half He will go to the foul line after they pick up the foul on Wilburn. That's the second. Fourth on the Vikings.
Do it on the right side. Do it on the left side. Exactly the same play.
A little fake handoff and then roll to the basket. JP missed the free throw. He's got one more coming. Cards as a team 0-2 at the stripe this game. 1 minute and 11 seconds remain in this first half of play. Gaines back to the line, a 6'2 senior. Free throw on the way. He makes it. He has 9 points in the game for the Cardinals. That paces GRC. Quickly, Watson in the front court for the Vikings. One-on-one against Hampton. Throws a high pass. Maxey pulls it down. Gaines tightens up on him. Maxey right of the lane. Throws a pass. Flipped over there to Ingles. Ingles, now they go straight away to Myris. Myris holds his hand up and says, let's settle it down. 50 seconds, clock rolling. Over to Ingles, driving. Got to the baseline, had to throw it back out. Entry pass, knocked away. Gaines knocked it to Ashford. 2-on-1, Malachi. Shot rejected by McGavin Myris. Coming the other way, Rowan County with a 2-on-1 of their own. Watson, Euro step, got to the rim, and Rayshon fouled him. Rayshon was in no man's zone. He got a 2-on-1. You either drop back and give the layup or you step up and take the ball, and he took the ball and took the foul.
30 and a half seconds left in the first half. Cards trailing by 3.
Looking at Coach Cooks talking to the official, possible goaltend or something on the Ashford layup, but they did not call it nor see it that way, and they've got a better view than we do up here as Watson makes the free throw. He now has 7 points in the game. Rowan County as a team now, 2-of-4 at the foul line.
Maxey, Watson at the line.
Watson at the line for another free throw. They bring in Braden Myris. Free throw up, and this one comes out. Eli Craig with a rebound for the Cards. So with 27 seconds, GRC could tie with a 3. Ashford into the front court. Between the leg dribble, wanted a backdoor cut with Rayshon Hampton. Couldn't do it. They were overplaying the passing lane. So Ashford pulls it out, looks over to Coach Cook, and he's saying, settle it down and let's play for one shot. Want a high percentage shot. Craig runs the baseline. Wide open. Abram Howard, he can't tie it. On the rebound, tipped out. Rowan County's got it. Watson at the horn. Launches and didn't go. First half of basketball, the Cards fighting back after giving up some 11-0 runs. They have come back, but they still trail at halftime. It's 27-23. Rowan County Vikings leading GRC Cardinals. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summaries. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stockyards will not have a sale Thursday, December the 21st or Thursday, December the 28th. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Pear Stockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Paris Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers.
The Wind City Holiday Classic Championship game between George Roger Clark Cardinals and the Rowan County Vikings. Rowan County up 27-23 at halftime. Just heard from one of our sponsors, Paris Stockyards. Seen a couple of guys walking around the gym wearing those Paris Stockyards caps, Bobby. So they must have their own gear and logos.
They are a big, big entity in Bourbon County and very popular down there and one heck of a stockyards operation.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you what, you need a market like that for livestock. And they provide for the need. We've got 27-23 here at halftime, Rowan County leading GRC. And again, GRC a little shorthanded without their leading rebounder and third leading scorer on the season. But GRC trying to make up for it. But took them a while to get going, Bobby. They scored the first two, and then it was a Viking overtake. They crusaded and conquered there for a while.
How about 16 straight points in a 4-minute and 10-second stretch that got them out to a 16-2 lead here with about a minute and 30 seconds left in the first half. But the Cards finally got something going, closed the quarter with the final 6 points, trimming the lead to 8, and then really, really got more aggressive in the second quarter and were able to get back in this baby.
The Cards, as Bobby just described, they a little slow on the start, but coming on, they turned the ball over 5 times in the first quarter, and I think what will echo what Bobby said and puts a buttress under the Cards being able to adjust and regroup. They only had 2 turnovers in the last 7.5 minutes of play. So they took better care of the basketball. And the thing about it is, Bobby, they got that fast break going as they hit 7 of their 9 fast break points in that second quarter.
Right, and you have to understand that they just learned that their leading rebounder was not going to play. And so here you've got a veteran team with 4 seniors and 2 juniors basically playing the bulk of their minutes, been playing together for a long time. They came out, they got on that roll, and they could do nothing wrong early in the first quarter. And GRC really got smacked in the mouth, and yet, to their credit, have gamely fought back in this thing while trying to learn each other and learn what to do on the fly, because they had no time to really prepare for what is very, very efficient Rowan County Viking group of players here tonight.
Well, the Vikings have been very deliberate with the basketball in the half-court game, which is what they prefer to play rather than up and down the floor, it would appear, in this ball game. Not a real strong rebounding team, so you want to maximize your possessions. And I imagine with coming into GRC, you would like to limit the number of possessions they have. So the Rowan County game plan has worked well, but Coach Cook, he's got a good team himself, and he can make adjustments at halftime. We've got a 27-23 lead for Rowan County. We will take another 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have halftime stats straight ahead right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
High school basketball is going on all around the state during this holiday school break, and you can just look any place in Kentucky, and there's tournament basketball going on. We've got it right here in Winchester, Kentucky at the Wind City Holiday Classic GRC in Rowan County, playing in the championship. Lafayette and Somerset played the third and fourth place game, with Somerset, the Briar Jumpers, winning that one by eight, and they take third place in this four-team event. We understand there was even a big college game going on in the state today. So, not to give you a spoiler alert or anything, but we understand that game's concluded. So, pull you up a seat and stay with us. See if the Cards can come back here.
Time to tune in. Yeah. Mr. Joel Bennett on the play-by-play.
Well, it's been a struggle, but about like the Cardinals trailing here at halftime, 27-23. GRC shot 2 of 6 from three-point range. In Rowan County, they went 5 of 9, but they made 4 of their first 5. In the turnover, it's 8 to 7, 8 for Rowan County, 7 for GRC. Cardinals only had 2 in the second quarter. Second chance scoring, it's a 4-2 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, 9-0 edge for the Cardinals. At the free throw line, neither team doing much in frequency or efficiency. 1 of 3 for the Cards, Rowan County 2 of 5. For the Vikings, they've got 7 points off three players. Balanced scoring, Kobe Wilburn, all 7 of his in the first quarter. 7 points, Gavin Myers. 7 points, Deshaun Watson. Other scoring, 4 points for Christian Parker. We've got 2 points for Jason Ingles. A couple of, make up four other Vikings have played but failed to score. For the Cardinals, J.P. Gaines with 9 points. We got 5 points for Rashawn Hampton, 3 points, Eli Craig. 4 points for Malachi Ashford, 2 points scored by Breland Morrison. You had Maddox Campbell, Abram Howard, Hampton Taylor, and Tybee Flannery all played but failed to score. We'll take our final 30-second break back after this brief message.
Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their 2 heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
George Roger Clark, Cardinals trailing 27-23. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. It'll be Rowan County with a basketball. GRC has Breland Morrison, Eli Craig, Rashawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford on the floor as we begin. The Vikings with a ball and a 4-point lead, and the Cards looking for a man-to-man. Rashawn Hampton looking over his shoulder, see if there's a back pick coming. There's not. They swing it over here to Myers. Myers with it, between the leg dribble. Malachi Ashford on him. Myers gets to the left elbow. Turnaround leaner front by 10 feet, and he put it up and in. You know, he's got that little mid-range shot going, Bob.
These guys are senior vetted, senior-oriented, know exactly what they want to do and are working their game plan.
Driving in, Rashawn Hampton flips it up. 2 Viking players hit the deck as well as Hampton. It'll be a foul, and that foul is going to be on Watson. His first, team first of the third quarter. So it'll be Rashawn Hampton at the free throw line as Rashawn in this ballgame has 5 points. He's hit 1-3, failed to convert a 3-point play in the first quarter. And this free throw rattled all the way around the rim, hit the backboard, and went in. Got some alum here. Sammy Hernandez is here, and Bobby, we spoke to Jerome Morton, a couple of dandies there.
Yeah, they were on a state championship team, and it's always good to see them back in the arena.
Cards come with a run and jump, down by 4. Bounce pass over to an open Wilburn that runs in and puts it in. Nice pass. Watson put it on the money.
Yeah, Coach Cook just threw his hands up on that one. He could see it coming and could do nothing about it.
Well, you don't like to see your team get beat down the floor. They Rowan County had numbers. Rashawn Hampton drives in. He lost it. They turn it over. Turnovers even at 8 apiece. Here come the Vikings with the ball and the lead. Getting over into the paint is Wilburn. Kicks it out. Makes that an elbow jumper. Missed from 15. Wilburn's turnaround. His follow won't go. Loose ball, and Watson's going to peel it out. Here's the third attempt, and there a three is. That's good.
Well, when you get out hustled and they get the ball to the wing, the third time is a charm. That third shot went in. Cards down 9.
So right now we've got official time as got an injured player or has to be given attention. UK Healthcare and Orthopedics supposed to be here. They will supply the treatment. So a break here in the action. Cardinals managing only 2 free throws here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. Coach Cook walking the sideline here as his team's got the ball. Down 9. Ashford over to Gaines. Ball fake, driving left side. Double teamed in traffic. Got rid of it to Craig. Craig denied the baseline over there by Myers. Goes into the low post. Morrison elevates, put it up and scored. He got Maxey on his hip and he found him.
And he got a nice pass from the wing from Craig to create that opportunity.
Yeah, they denied Eli the baseline, so Morrison went down and vacated that spot on the blocks left side. And as Bobby said, Eli with a nice entry pass, and Breland Morrison just he can elevate over top the Viking player, and the Cards missed the free throw. 7-point Viking lead. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. GRC playing three-quarter trap. Craig and Ashford out on top. Now Rowan County, they've got the ball in the front court. Myers deep on the right side. Drop it baseline. Maxey double-teamed. He's in pressure. Got it to the foul line. Now they reverse it left side. Driving in. Ingles throws a pass off the face of Wilburn. And a rebound there on the miss by J.P. Gaines. Cards want to run. Ashford got to the foul line. 15-footer. Ooh. Rimmed off. Fight for the rebound. Gaines got it. Power dribble. Separation. Score the bucket.
He's hung in there. Clawed his way between two defenders to get that board and stuck it in.
Here are the Cards now defensively trying to turn it up as the Vikings work it in the front court. High post pass to Wilburn. Leaned in. Put a shoulder on Gaines. He made a little runner. Count the basket and put the foul on Gaines. His second. Team first of this third quarter.
Fouls on Gaines.
The team is very, very well coached, and they move that ball from right side to left side to baseline to midcourt, and you got to be on your toes.
And Wilburn makes the free throw. He's averaging 20 a game. Right now he's got 12 in this contest, and right now man-to-man full court by Rowan County. Ashford trying to dribble through traffic. He dribbles right into the teeth of the defense, pulls it out. Driving in, picked up. Just a lot of dribbling, got to get rid of it. Cards need to regroup and reset. Hampton off a gain screen, pull up, 17-footer. Back iron miss, crash into boards, pulled away there by Maxey. Maxey with a pass up into the front court. Ingles driving in, nobody back, but he missed the shot, and Rashawn Hampton now with a 3-on-2. Rashawn, 15-footer. That drew a lot of iron, didn't go down. Rashawn trying to keep it alive, goes to the floor. Poured out everything he had on that play, just couldn't control it.
Yeah, Cards not hitting on one end, and their adversaries making those shots.
37-29, Rowan County with the ball in the lead, 4:40 to go here in the third. GRC with some pressure in the backcourt, but the Vikings break it, and they roll to the basket, and a shot put in by Weston Maxey.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that coming from GRC here of late, but not tonight.
Well, it's a 10-point Rowan County lead. We've got a timeout called, and Bobby's got a message here.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today, but hurry. Offer ends December 31st.
Well, the Rowan County Vikings just not going away, actually adding to their halftime lead as it's 39-29, back up to a 10-point lead. Cards had it closed down to three in this third quarter with possession of the ball, Bobby, but Rowan's not going away.
Well, Rowan has the upper hand. They know what they're doing. They've got their offense and their defense set. Everybody is together, and GRC is reeling, trying to relearn what they need to do on the fly here.
Perimeter passing by the Cards, man-to-man by the Vikings. Ashford and Gaines, pick and roll, nothing there. They go to Morrison, drop it over to Craig. He'll spot up with a three.
There we go.
Good. That's a second three by Eli Craig, and that cuts the lead to seven. Cards now 3 of 7 from behind the arc.
Much needed three.
Deshaun Watson back in the game after a brief injury. He gets rid of it over there to Myris. Myris, ball fake, driving in. Got a step on the defense. Kick it out. Maxey hit his last shot. He missed that one. Rayshon Hampton flying in there for the rebound. Throws a dangerous pass. And last touch by Ingles. It'll stay with GRC. Wow.
What a well-coached outfit.
Nearly
picked off. Boy, they just know where to be, where to go, and they're making everything tough for GRC's guards tonight, all 84 feet.
Ashford running into the front court. Now he pulls it up, attacks right side, goes all the way down, leans in on Ingles, couldn't make it, got his own rebound after it was tipped out by Morrison. Got a double stack by GRC on the right side. Now they balance it out and they clear it out. Ashford, a lot of dribbling, didn't go anywhere. Hampton off the curve.
Boom.
His three's good. Came off of that screen, caught the pass on the curl, drilled it.
From 10 to 4 with two straight threes.
Craig and Hampton, they really knife into that lead. Coach Cook wanting his boys to come and run and jump. Wilburn gets it out on top to Myris. Myris watches two cutters cut through, kind of standing around now.
Well,
Rowan County's been moving, went out the ball quite a bit. Right now, they're standing. Now they get into an offensive set. Drop it baseline. Deshaun Watson, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. You really don't want that. But he kicks it back out, and Myris just holds the ball on his hip. They are going to maximize the possessions and try to limit GRC with the possessions. Gaines turning Myris on the dribble, trying to get space, throwing a pass. Stolen by Craig. 2-on-1. Craig driving. Reverse layup.
Right.
Got it.
And the Cards cut it to 2 here with 8 straight.
He had a 2-on-1. And now here's a steal by Hampton. Rayshon over to Craig. Can he shoot him into the game? No, that one too strong. Card fans came to their feet looking to scream. But here's Ashford giving him something to scream about. He makes a steal. In traffic, Ashford straight away keeps a dribble, trailing the play. Hampton didn't get it. Gaines looks over at Coach Cook. He's running the high post, and Deshaun Watson bodies up Ashford, who has played a lot of minutes. He's in great shape, man. He's doing a lot of dribbling out there, though.
He's doing a lot of dribbling. You've got three or four of these kids that are playing a lot of minutes for the Cards tonight.
You got that right. So the Cards will have the basketball on their end of the floor with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, trailing by 2. They need the lead. They haven't had it since the opening bucket. Here's Morrison. He got it taken away from him on a run out. Myris missed the shot and a late whistle. Very late whistle. They're going to call it on Breland Morrison, his second. That'll be the team's second. Team's third, rather. Yes, team second foul. Boy, that was a late whistle.
Absolutely, yeah. It had come down and the rebound had been claimed, and then all of a sudden you heard. Heard this siren coming.
Yeah, Myris, he was looking over his shoulder. He knew that footsteps were coming. He rolls the free throw in.
Wow, I had a chance, but basically an empty trip. Didn't get a chance to score.
Didn't
on that.
Cross. No. 77% free throw shooting team is Rowan County. They only went 2 of 5 in the first half, but Myris makes that free throw. Abram Howard checks in for the Cards. Free throw made. So Braden Myris gets both free throws. Here comes Howard, freshman point guard. Angles off to the left. Angles on him. Gets rid of it over to Craig, deep in the left corner. Craig double team, shovels it off to Hampton. Put it up and in.
Boy, beautiful.
Hampton with the bucket. Nice dish by Craig, who drew the double team on the baseline.
He slashed across the baseline, saw the cutter coming from the top, hit him with it, and Rayshon on the line at the 137 marker, the third, with a chance to cut this lead to one.
Hampton at the free throw line. He's made his last two free throws. 12 points in the game. He's hit a couple of three-point shots as Jim grows quiet as his free throw is up and it's short. So the Cards have to settle for that two-point difference. Myers runs it all the way at the baseline with Eli Craig on his hip. They say Eli just a little too physical. His foul, his first, team third.
Well, he sort of had a running start going at Eli, and there's no way if you're backpedaling, you're going to stay with him. But
got to try to beat him to a spot.
That's it.
Here's a bounce pass on the entry, stolen by Eli Craig. He comes out of there with it on the dribble. Angles left of the circle. Out now to Ashford. Calling for it is Howard. Howard has it. Puts the basketball on his hip. Looks over at Coach Cook. They bring Wilburn out on him. Rayshon driving. Myers, good defense all over Rayshon. Couldn't shake him. Myers just hawking him, coming on out. They go to Ashford, approaching a minute to play here in the third quarter. Cards with the ball down two. Ashford, stop and go move. Ball fake, got it up and under, and he'll draw the foul. This one on Gavin Myers, the sophomore. It'll be his second.
Clever move that time by Ashford to get him where he needed to, driving down the right side and then flip it up with his left hand. Getting the contact.
We know what Ashford can do at the foul line, and he continues his just really supreme shooting. He makes a free throw here on the season. He's coming in. He has made now 16 of 17. He's got another free throw coming.
Can he tie it?
That's the thing.
1 minute, 1 second left. Cards within one, and he has a second free throw here.
Maddox Campbell in to play this final minute. Rayshon Hampton gets a breather, and all of a sudden we're tied. Two free throws by Malachi Ashford, and clock rolling. Inside a minute, Rowan County with the ball. Myers over to other Myers. Braden Myers has the ball on the dribble. Make that Gavin. Now he goes to Braden. Cards going man-to-man. Howard on the switch. Bounce past Ingles. Drop it baseline. Straight away, Gavin Myers. He's more of a slasher. He's not going to spot up and shoot. This guy will. Wilburn. He shoots an 18-foot fadeaway. Rimmed off. And there's Ashford. Took the ball away from Ingles. Those guys about the same size. Both of them good speed. They've been locked up many times tonight. Cards can take the lead. They've got the ball. 20 seconds here in the third. Blow by move. Ashford put it up, blocking foul. And Rowan County's going to put him on the line.
On the line. Malachi going to the line here with 19 seconds left with a chance to give the Cards their first lead since the first bucket of the game.
So Ashford tied the game with a couple of free throws. See if he can shoot him into the lead. That one didn't look good. It looked short when it left his hand. He's only missed two on the season, though. You can't be overly critical. He'll go to the line, and right now Rayshon Hampton will return.
Going to give Malik.
Yeah, he's going to give him a break. When you come out, you get an extra minute. So Ashford does give GRC the lead with the free throw there, and Bobby, is that the first lead we've had since the opening bucket?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question.
Played
about
catch
it.
Up this whole game. And now
three quarters.
Now the Cards with a 1 point lead. 15 seconds. Wilbur looks up the clock. Maddox Campbell's got him out between the circle. Oh, Campbell taking him to the left side, and Maddox Campbell bumped him with the body as Wilburn, he just overplayed his right side, knowing he's a right-hander.
Yeah, on the floor. That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, he's a little quicker than Maddox.
Yeah, he was giving him he didn't want to overplay. He overplayed that right side, and Hampton Taylor will come in. Maddox Campbell comes out. They get the ball inbounds. Wilburn has it deep in the left corner. Got into the paint, turnaround, fadeaway, contested by Gaines. Goodness. Shot tipped up and in by Myers. He got a weak side rebound, tipped it up and in at the horn. It will count, and the lead for GRC short-lived, such as one trip down the floor. It's a 43-42 lead for Rowan County as we get ready to play the final quarter. Bobby and I will be back in 1 minute. Fourth quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Down to the fourth quarter, it's Rowan County leading 43-42. It'll be GRC with the ball. The Cardinals trying to win this one. Their Wind City Holiday Classic that they're hosting. And the Cards will have the ball. It'll be Breland Morrison, Malachi Ashford, J.P. Gaines, Rashawn Hampton, Eli Craig on the floor for the Cards. GRC of note, 6 of 11 at the foul line in this game. That could be huge down the stretch. Hampton catches it left of the lane. Over to Morrison. He's been on the bench. Boy, he came in hot. He's been on the bench a while, but he got warmed up quickly there with a three.
And Cards up two.
Rowan County in the front court. Myers throws a one-hand baseball pass, and Ingles catches deep in the right corner. Lays down a dribble. They try to put Slade wide in there, but trying to post up Ashford with a little height advantage in favor of Rowan County, but Slade White couldn't get it. It goes out of bounds.
Well, ball pressure kept him from being able to get that entry pass to the low block.
Rowan County, they wanted to run an out-of-bounds play. It didn't work, but now they get it in to Wilburn. Wilburn, behind the back dribble. Rashawn Hampton cut him off on the baseline. White has it. They throw it out on top to Myris. This guy's played a lot of minutes. He's been solid and scored a great deal, but he's been solid. Myers keeps that dribble, that right-hand dribble, just pounding it on the floor. Throws it on the baseline. Slade White gets rid of it to Wilburn. Wilburn drives in, puts up a runner off the back iron. Craig kept it alive. Ashford claims it for GRC. Ashford will walk it up with his team up by two. Craig trying to shoot him into the lead four. He missed a shot, followed by Ashford. He's got it at the left elbow to Gaines, and then gets it right back. Malachi looks over at Coach Cook. Coach Cook calling the play, pointing his finger on the far side of the floor. Morrison hit that baseline three. See if they set him again. Gaines rolls to the basket. Put up. He didn't use goodness. The backboard and missed a runner. Yeah. Coach Cook so irritated. He had the play he wanted. Didn't use the board and missed the shot on the runner. We played a minute and a half here in the fourth. Cards up two. Rowan County looking. Throw it into the paint. Kick it out. Shoots for the lead. The three not there. On the rebound, Craig has it. He's double-teamed. They clamp down, and it'll be a foul on Rowan. Cardinals with the ball. That foul White. Will be on Slade White. Yep. His third, team first of this fourth period.
That's on White. That is his third, team first.
Cardinals will have the ball. GRC up by two.
If they can get as good a shot this trip as they missed the last trip, they're going to be fine.
My, oh, my. That was a set play that worked beautifully. Yeah. Here's a high double screen, but Ashford, a blow-by move, got to the rim. He got a step on Ingles, and Ingles looks at Coach Thacker and said, hey, where's the baseline help? Nobody was on the backside. So Ingles gets the foul, and you got a point there, young fella. You should have some backside help. Yeah. But that high ball screen, those double stack, yeah. You got a players up there respecting that option.
Cleared out. They had to clear
exactly.
out. And that's what Coach Cook called.
Ashford makes a free throw, completes a three-point play. His free throw shooting has shot GRC into the lead. Six minutes to play. Deshaun Watson just dribbling the ball out on top. He angles off to the right now. Backdoor cut, nothing there. Shut down by Morrison. They screen down and pop out. Myers has it on the wing. Morrison giving him a little room. Pick and pop. Now they switch off. Ashford with a defensive effort. New guy in the game. We saw him earlier with the ball. That's Winkleman. Winkleman goes to Watson. Now they reset with Ingles. Very deliberate, very patient Rowan County team. They'll run their offense. Myers left of the lane, throws it out to Ingles, hand it off. They run a little bit of an abbreviated weave. Watson tried to turn the corner. He couldn't. He goes to Ingles, and his runner, that little leaner on the baseline's good.
Well, they worked for the shot they wanted and made a nice baseline jumper to cut GRC's lead to three.
Had a tough angle, made a nice leaner. Here's a screen offered by Gaines, but Ashford runs to the right side. Hampton can't get a baseline three off, so he gets it back over to Ashford, who's close enough to Coach Cook to hear the instruction. Now he takes it to the middle of the floor. Stepping out on him is Ingles. Those two have been matched up all night long. All night long. Ingles gets picked. Ashford gets into the traffic. Kick it out to Gaines. JP, a rare three. Shot it, missed it. Weak side rebound. Craig tried to pry it out, but coming away with it's Rowan County. In the front court, stop and go move. Myris, jump stop in the paint. Lowered his shoulder, put up a left-hand shot that short. Rayshon Hampton claimed the miss. Malachi Ashford walks it up. Here comes Myris. He's going to meet him. He's wanting to play ball. Braden Myris at 6'1 on the 5'9 Ashford. They switch off. Ingles has had him most of the time. Ashford trying to shake Myris. Throws it over to Hampton. High post to Gaines. Back over to Hampton. Three-point shot. Good from the right wing. Thought that ball was knocked away from Gaines, but it went right to Hampton. So it was like a deflected pass in the NFL that the linebacker couldn't pick. So Rayshon made him pay. Caught it on the wing and buried a three. We've got time on the floor. 4:08 to go in the ballgame. Cards up 51-45. Back in a minute.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink-Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Championship game here at the Wind City Classic is GRC has taken a 51-45 lead over Rowan County, and here's Rowan with the ball after the full timeout called. And the cards come out with Morrison, Craig, Gaines, Hampton, and Ashford. Those guys have logged a lot of minutes. Myris runs off the screen to the right side. Bounce pass left over there for Wilburn. Wilburn double-teamed, handed off. Ingles shut down on the baseline. Help defense by Gaines. They throw it out on top. Maxey's going to reset. A lot of dribbling. He's going to be in trouble. Throws it out to Myris. Got rid of it. Probably in good time. The card's getting ready to double-team him. Pass it around the perimeter. Here's Maxey driving in. Leans in. Kicks it out. Sets an open three.
Huge,
that's good.
Huge shot right there.
Wilburn hits his second three of the game, and he's got 15 points. Time on the floor right now by GRC, so we got a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this brief message.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Tommy playing that bumper there. Don't bring me down. I tell you what.
Cards are trying
don't
to
don't bring
stay
me
on,
down.
Trying to stay on top here.
We need to stay up. That's
well,
right.
Well, we got 3:30 left, and this one is either team's game.
Full court press by Rowan County as GRC gets the ball in bounds, and Malachi Ashford back over to Morrison. In a hurry, got to the rim, throws a pass to Craig, put it up and in all in one move.
Yeah.
Nice pass, good finish.
Yeah, that was a tip shot.
Yeah, all
touch
in
pass,
one.
Touch pass, tip shot.
Exactly, all in one motion. Eli, just while he's got hang time, put it in. Myers trying to back down. Malachi Ashford puts it up, and he put it in. Yeah, he's a player. He's tough. Coach Cook irritated. Oh, but I tell you what, though, that guy's a player, Braden Myers. He's not scored a lot. He's got to 8 in the game all in the second half, but he is a gritty guy. Now they go with Malachi out on top. Engel switches off. Myers has him. Rashawn Hampton comes out on top. Cards with the ball and a 53-50 lead with 2:40 to play in the game. GRC taking a little time right now themselves. They've seen a very deliberate, very patient Rowan County team as Ashford attacks, pulls it out, jump stop in the lane, put up the shot under pressure and missed it. Coming away, Watson in a hurry. Checked by Craig, goes right wing. Wilburn, skip pass, left side, passed up the shot. They center it over straight away to Watson. Coach Thacker telling his team what to do. 2:15 to go. Vikings with it. Myers at the foul line, trying to bully his way in, couldn't do it. Good double help there by GRC. Maxey on the dribble between the circle. Craig out on him. Crossover dribble. Got to the right of the lane. Here comes Watson. Back over Maxey. Allen County with some perimeter passing until Wilburn drives in. His flip shot won't go. And Eli Craig, his best rebounding game. He pulls down his fifth board.
Nice move that time to the left side of the bucket, but the shot was errant.
Malachi Ashford, blow-by move, got inside. He didn't have anywhere to go. And you need to give it up and kick it out. He didn't have anywhere to go, and they had already sagged in defensively, and the Cards turn it over. Only two turnovers in this second half, but at this point in the game, possessions are
critical.
Critical. They sure are. And here's Rowan County coming up, each team with an empty trip. Inside a minute and a half to go. Myers throws it over. Wilburn shoots for the tie. Shot an air ball. It goes out of bounds. GRC will have it.
Yeah.
Allen County behind the line. 7 of 13. They've shot well.
Wilburn slapped his hands together on that one, but, I mean, that was a huge miss. That wasn't even close.
No, and he had a chance to tie. He knew it.
Yeah.
Ashford played a lot of minutes. Gets rid of it to Morrison way out on the floor. Breland puts it on the floor. Comes to the basket, elevates, and dunked it home.
All right, dunked it home and got contact, but no call.
They go the other way, throw it to full court. Driving in, Myers, double team, trying to get physical. It goes to Maxey, and Maxey traveled. And the Cards fans erupt. Not only the Morrison dunk, but the turnover there that was created. Coach Thacker sending in a new player. This will be another Myers coming in, Gavin Myers. Deshaun Watson comes out. 58 and a half seconds to go in the game. Cards with a five-point lead. They need to get the ball inbounds, bring it the length of the floor. The foul situation, GRC with no fouls, two by Rowan County. Ashford in a hurry. Gets in the front court, still dribbling. Left to the circle. Goes all the way around, being chased and harassed. Gets rid of it to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn bounced past to Craig. Eli has it, double team, out to Hampton. Coach Cook saying, look underneath the goal. You got JP wide open.
Well.
And Coach Cook saying, present yourself and call for the ball.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
diagonal pass is there. Once they're chasing and running, the diagonal pass could be there.
Well, the Cards did a good job that time of running about 20 seconds off of that clock once they did get that ball inbound. So we're inside 40 seconds. With the ball.
They throw it all the way in the backcourt, and Ashford has it. Engels on him. Again, those guys know each other well this game.
Mm.
Ashford in a hurry. Got up front court. And a wraparound foul there by Engels. That is his second.
More.
And now it's four team fouls. 55-50, Cards leading. They'll have the ball at midcourt. Gaines, Craig, Morrison, Ashford, and Hampton on the floor. Throw it in the backcourt. Malachi Ashford. He's got it, draws a double team, still dribbling, floats it up to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn goes to the baseline. He got fouled on the right wing, and he'll go to the free throw line. That foul will be on Wilburn, his third, team fifth. Now two free throws coming for Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn on the season at the free throw line, 78%.
Yeah, he's a good one. He was a leading free throw shooter last year.
Sure was. Got up there in the 80s. As far as his percentage, and we bragged on him, and he rolled this one off.
A little short on that one, but played a lot of minutes.
He's 2 of 5 at the foul line this game.
Well, that's before this shot.
15 points, right on his season average. And he got the second one in. 20 seconds, clock rolling. 6-point lead for the Cards. Watson over to Wilburn. Had a three, passed it up. Myers back to Wilburn. He wants to get a three off. Gaines denying him. Here's a round three, but it's made. I'm telling you, that guy's a player. Braden Myers, that was an awkward-looking shot.
It will be a full.
And he makes the three that pulls the Vikings to within three with 8.2 seconds to go. We've got a full timeout called. It's 56-53, Cardinals leading. GRC with the ball back after this brief 30-second break.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here at the Wind City Holiday Classic, we've got a classic right here, the Cardinals in Rowan County. Cardinals of GRC and the Rowan County Vikings. It's GRC up 56-53. We've got 8.2 seconds to go in the game. The Cardinals will have the ball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Possession arrow favors Rowan County while the Cardinals are in the two-shot bonus. So those things kind of neutralize each other, but GRC, they need to get the ball inbounds. You don't even have to cross midcourt. At this point, just get the ball inbounds. You don't even have to come across midcourt.
Just try to get the ball in Mally's hands.
Yeah, and just hold it. Yeah. Whoever gets the ball, just hold it. Ashford coming. He's got it. Dribbling, and then he's fouled. 6.8 will go in the game. He'll shoot two free throws.
1.4 seconds closer to the end.
Malachi Ashford, his free throw shooting tied the game and eventually gave the Cards the lead on an and one play. In this ball game, he is 4 of 5 at the foul line.
Joel, we could foul if they miss. We had no fouls.
No, none at all.
There we go.
Free throw good
there
by Ashford.
There it is. There's your four.
So that's a yeah. 4 point. One more will pretty much seal the fate. And Coach Cook pulls everybody off. He said, don't you guard anybody till half court. There Ashford makes both free throws. He shot big. 6 of 8 at the foul line. Rowan County, they got a timeout called with 3 seconds. He had a 30 to. He's burned his last full timeout. So this one called full timeout. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
At the conclusion of this ball game, they will award a championship trophy and a player of the game. That being the Wind City Holiday Classic. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. The Cardinals of GRC leading 58-53. It'll be Rowan County with the basketball on their end of the floor. There is 3 seconds to play in the game. And we were talking off mic, Bobby. This was a gut check for the Cards. It sure was.
Boy, they have really, really brought it since being down 16-2 at the end of the with a minute and 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Just rocked back on their heels, unsure of what to do, playing against a team really, really in sync and playing well. And they have literally just moment by moment and execution-wise, clawed their way back into this 5-point lead right now.
Only 2 turnovers in the second half by the Cardinals, and they hit 4 three-point shots that were critical in the third quarter. Inbound pass. Shot put up by Wilburn at the horn. Should go. There it is. Cardinals win, and the fans stand and applaud the grit of this GRC team. Blaine went out there leading rebounder and one of the top scorers and their tallest player in the starting lineup. And Cards come away with a win in a final. It's 58-53. GRC with a win. The Cardinals now move to 9-0, while the Rowan County Vikings, they go to 6-4. 30-second break. We'll be back after this brief message.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
GRC with a win here, 58-53 in a final. They go to 9-0. They defeat Rowan County. Played from behind this whole game, Bobby. I think this proves another thing, though. They don't have to run. They don't have to play run and gun. They played a half-court game today, especially in the second half, and won.
Yeah, they just really, really were on point when they needed to be to make this thing happen.
Number 4, Eli.
How about that?
Eli Craig gets player of the game. Why not? He got 10 points and 5 rebounds to go along with the steal. He was one of our guests on Cardinal Connection the last Wednesday we had it at the Golden Corral. So congratulations to that junior as he's got a nice coy grin on his face. And Ashford there hugging on him. But it was a big play down the stretch.
Brandon Watkins presents the accolades now. For the champion of the Wind City Holiday Classic, your George Rogers Clark Cardinals!
So the Cardinals being announced as the champions, and the team going out there, and Coach Cook looks at his coaching staff and support staff, says, come on, you're going out too for a photo op here.
Well, a well-deserved photo op by the entire group.
Yes, this was the first one, they said, the 14. We had the a little abbreviated format of this. Earlier, it was a one-day event, but right now a four-team, two-event, two-day event.
Just a tremendous effort and victory for the Cards. They found themselves down 16-2 with a minute 30 seconds left in the first quarter, and from that point on, they outscored the Vikings by 6 points to cut that lead to 8 after one, and then in quarter number two, they outscored them 15-11. In the third quarter, they found themselves down 10 points at the 4:35 mark, but clawed back to within one, outscoring them in the third quarter 19-16, and then in the fourth quarter, being down 1 point entering it, they just flat got it done on the offensive and defensive ends, making the critical plays, the critical shots, making the free throws when they needed to, and very, very timely rebounding, very, very timely bucket scored, free throws made, and pulled out a 58-53 lead, and basically did it all on the fly, Joel, because Montez being out put them in a precarious position against a very, very veteran, senior-laden squad who really, really knew how to play the game and max out the time on the clock and take good shots, and yet to defeat this team being down maybe their third-best player and their tallest player was really a remarkable feat here before Christmas.
Well, the way the Cardinals have been scoring at an 80-point per game clip, they get a lot of their points on fast breaks and getting up and down the floor. Well, they played a little different game tonight. To play that kind of ball game, you got to make shots, number one, or get rebounds. And without their tallest player and their leading rebounder on the team, they really didn't have that outlet pass to get it out and run it. So second half was a half-court game, and the Cardinals showed they can play that game. And they had good perimeter play by their guards, only two turnovers in the entire second half. Whenever time and possessions mattered, they delivered. We've got coverage coming up. Again, the Cardinals win the first ever Win City Holiday Classic. Rowan County takes runner-up. It was Somerset with the third place slot. Lafayette was the fourth team to play. So we'll take a one-minute break when we come back. We've got a post-game show. I've got stats, game comments, summary, probably coaches' comments, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Well, the GRC Cardinals win this one in a final over Rowan County. The final score, 58-53 in favor of the Cardinals. GRC in this ballgame shot 6 of 13 from behind the arc. Rowan County went 8 of 15. Looking at turnovers in the game, 13 by Rowan County, 9 by GRC, but only 2 turnovers in the second half of play. Second chance scoring, 8-7 edge to GRC. Fast break scoring, Rowan County, a very deliberate half-court team. GRC with a 13-0 edge there, but the Cardinals played half-court basketball in the second half, and we'll talk to the coach about that eventually. GRC was 10 of 16 at the foul line. They shot many more free throws than Rowan County, who went 5 of 8. Cards put three, make that four players in double figures, and a fifth just missed it by one. 16 points, Rashawn Hampton, 10 points, 5 rebounds for Eli Craig. That's a high this year. And he was the outstanding player of the game. 12 points for Malachi Ashford. His free throw shooting, 6 of 7 down the stretch, tied it for GRC, gave GRC the lead, which eventually they would win. 11 in the game for J.P. Gaines. Got 9 of those in the first half. 9 points for Breland Morrison. 4 other cards played, but failed to score. Coach Cook up here. Coach, you were playing without your tallest player to rebound, leading rebounder. You like to run that fast break, and you got to get the rebound to do that. You played a team tonight, though, that was very deliberate. They were very half-court oriented.
They're very well coached, though, yes. And they got a lot of great skilled players. Coaches did a good job of adjusting to his kids and his system. So really, you know, it was a tournament-type game. I mean, you go back-to-back, you're a little tired, and we're, you know, both teams can be a little beat up, so you've got to execute and make plays in half-court, and you know, it was, man, I can't be more proud and happy tonight. I honestly am for what we've kind of, it's been, you know, been a tough week on our guys, and to come away with, you know, we talk, a championship is truly exciting. And I'm just proud of them. Great job.
Well, you host the tournament, and you got a good crowd that came out, and now you've got the weekend and a few days to take off. It's a lot better to win rather than be thinking on things afterwards.
Yeah, I need a day off.
Yeah. Bobby said you can take tomorrow off.
He'll give
you
tomorrow off. Yeah.
No, Monday.
Coach, yeah. In this ball game, you had the lead at 2-0. You didn't get the lead again until late in the game. How is it playing catch up? What's on your mind?
No, not saying I really and truly enjoy that, but now we got you know, we're trying to grow. We just this week it's hard to sometimes we're searching for a couple things and just trying to get our minds right of blocking out a few things and just focusing on the game at hand. And you know, when we're doing that, you know, it's we might forget the scout, but each night somebody stepped up and really helped us. And tonight, you know, the hard part of them, they have 5 wings, and the most time they have 5 guys that can play on the perimeter. Yeah. So, you know, we had a game plan going in, then we had to change it on the fly and said, well, crap, we got to go small. Mm-hmm. And try to adjust to that. Yeah. And the guys done a good job, man, and just beyond pleased. And so our bench is, it's only going to get better. And as long as they can hang in there and continue when your number's called, do your job, we're going to be okay. And, you know, we're going to do our best. And also be keeping our fingers crossed about our guy, and I'm hoping he'll be back soon.
Yeah, we get a, you get a diagnostic reading tomorrow, and then you'll know about a treatment plan. But in this ball game tonight, how's your team feel about playing a team that takes 20 to 30 seconds off the clock every possession? It taxes your defense. You didn't switch off a lot. You did in the first half, but they went screen and double team second half.
Yeah, I want to say it's tournament like. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a coach that, you know, I don't pretend to know more than anybody or nothing like that, but I do believe postseason play, you have to build a guard.
Guard somebody.
And the score is going to drop, and you have to build a guard to be just solid defensively. And tonight I'm excited. We showed some signs.
You really grew a lot from tonight. You had a timeout called with 8 seconds to go. You didn't even have to get the ball across midcourt. You had the 4-point lead. You were smiling in the huddle. What's going on then?
I'm just tired.
Did you look up and see Sammy Hernandez?
I was proud of it. That's the first time I was like, guys, I know I've been on you and trying to get you to do. You know, we're still learning just some small stuff scout-wise, and just learning to be where you're supposed to be. So, you know, Sammy and all them guys are probably laughing back there because they know all. They're like, they've heard it all. I was happy for them.
Bobby, you said it was a gut check. You got anything for the coach before we let him get out of here?
Well, it's 2-0 your way, and then it's 16-2 their way, and I think that next bucket where you got it to 16-4 was the beginning of a game-long turnaround, and once they got the lid off of that basket and got into enough of a confident flow offensively where they could get one down, you know, that ball putting up shots and they wouldn't go and rimming out and ball going the other direction. Gee whiz, you scored the last 6 points of the first quarter, outscored them 15-11 in the second quarter, got down by 10 midway through the third, and then managed to come back and cut it to 1 and then just ground that baby into a 16-10 final quarter margin for a really, really hog-fought, courageous 5-point win tonight against a very, very good ball
club. Very good team.
Coach, congratulations. You've been listening to head coach Josh Cook. His team moves now. The Cardinals go to 9-0 on the season, and our next game will be
tomorrow, 12:30.
Well, but with the boys, you'll be playing the 27th.
Lincoln County.
And I think 4 o'clock.
Lincoln County then. So take you a few days off, and you can do the Santa Claus thing and eat real well and have fun with it. Yeah. It'll all work good.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you, Coach. And appreciate that GRC gear you gave us.
Yeah, looks good. I know. You hardly got to. I get it.
I got a short sleeve, and I thought, you know.
I'll get you some long sleeve, too. I got you. I went thinking season, so.
Hey, I'm begging here. Coach Cook taking care of us.
All right.
Coach,
congrats,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
Thank you all.
Cardinal team, they are 9-0 on the season right now as head coach Josh Cook. That's Coach's comments. Bobby and I make short work of this because guess by the time we get home, getting to bed about 15 hours from now, we'll be back on the radio, right?
Yeah, you got it, 12:30, and you're exactly right. You go 15 hours from now, that'll be 15 minutes before the anticipated starting time of GRC's game tomorrow at Lexington Catholic for what, the White Greer Maggard? I can't remember the name of that tournament, but
it is a classic.
The girls will play one game tomorrow, and then the way it appears to be scheduled, they will play two games on Saturday. So if you can't get over there to Lexington Catholic tomorrow at 12:30, tune us in, and we will keep you up to date and look for a nice three-game jaunt over there here in the next 2 days.
It is a premium tournament, the White Greer Maggard over at Lexington Catholic. They've got two gymnasiums, and they'll have a lot of basketball action. So there'll be two gyms going. There'll be at least 12 teams of the top teams around that will be playing in that. So it's one of the biggest girls and boys tournaments in the state of Kentucky. So the GRC Cardinal girls and their undefeated record, they put it on the line tomorrow at 12:30. So Bobby and I will be there. Right now for Tommy back to station, appreciate you so much. Hayes McMakin's our on-site engineer. Bobby Baldwin here. I'm Joel Bennett. Until 15 hours from now, have a good rest of the evening. So long.
You've You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.